Hello.
Buenas noches. ¿Usted habla español o habla inglés?
English.
Inglés.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good evening. My name is Christian. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news media outlet or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your area and would like to have your opinion. Let's see here. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Okay, so these are your options. The option we begin with, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. Then we have, I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely going to vote. I am somewhat likely. I am not very likely, and I am not at all likely to vote.
I am going to vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday? In person? Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. With which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. Thank you. And what is your main racial background, if you don't mind us asking?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And which age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 35, between 36 and 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, and over 65?
46 and above.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can also let me know, okay? First person we have on the list here is Richard Prajnick.
I prefer not to answer those questions at this time.
Okay. So should I go down the list? What about Raquel Rigolato?
I'm not giving my opinion on the candidates at this time.
Okay, sounds good. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And the candidates are Carlos Guerin, Daniela Levine Cava.
Daniela,
okay. And would you say that's a definitely or a probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And the candidates are Richard Prashnik, Raquel Rigolato, and Cindy Lerner.
Have not decided that yet.
Okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
I believe not.
Okay. Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Rigolato and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And what did you see, read, or heard recently? I'm sorry, I'm going to start again this question. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Rigolato in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Have not made a decision yet.
So it didn't make any difference what you read about her?
Not at this present time.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A little bit of each. I mean.
So that will make you a moderate?
I guess, yes.
Okay, thank you. And next question, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. And what is your national ancestry? Would you know that or?
I'm sorry?
Since you said you were Hispanic, right? You said you're Hispanic. So do you know where your roots come from? From which country? Do you know?
Venezuela.
Ah, Venezuelan. Okay, thank you. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speak English, but speak
mostly
some Spanish?
Mostly speak English.
Mostly speak English. Okay, thank you. Well, that concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? Have a nice
Thanks
night.
So much. Bye.
Bye-bye.